BSI in the world. I'm John Batchelor. Small business. The business of America is small business, and I welcome Gene Marks, the small business columnist for The Guardian newspaper, UK and US edition, as well as our hometown newspaper, The Philadelphia Inquirer. And we turn to the mystery of the word recession. It's here, it's not here. I think of it as Alice in the Wonderland's cat. It disappears sometimes, and then it comes back as a smile or a frown. Gene, a very good evening to you. We begin with the Federal Reserve reports about manufacturing, about mining, about utilities. And what I see, without going into the details here, is that we're looking at something that is not dire. It is not a catastrophe. It's not even particularly threatening. It's none of the above. How do you read these numbers that are leaning toward positive, but they're not convincing? Good evening to you.
Hi, John. Yeah, this is consistent with what we've been talking about over the past few weeks. When people ask, and it's what I wrote about recently about, you know, when people are asking about whether or not we're in a recession, I wrote this in The Guardian, you know, they're really asking the wrong question. You have to ask, you know, what companies are facing downturns, what industries, what parts of the country are facing those downturns. And because it's a big country, you know, and right now it's a weird situation. And it's because of COVID. It's because of supply chain. A lot of this stuff has just disrupted this giant machine that is America, really disrupted it. And it shouldn't come as a surprise to us after, you know, almost 2 years of back and forth issues, you know, around this, you know, around the pandemic. So now as the recovery is happening, it's happening in some places. It's not happening in others. There's a reverse effect even in other places. So, yeah, the Federal Reserve released factory output. You know, this is industrial production, and it went up overall, you know, this past month, which is, you know, not bad. Manufacturing output gained about 0.7%. It's not a bad number. Industrial production overall about 0.6%. You know, vehicles, motor parts, you know, they were up. Factory output up a little bit less. Not, you know, you're not fainting at those numbers. You're not super excited and cheering, but at the same time, it's certainly not a recession. I mean, it's we're seeing some gains. We're kind of moving things around. And then there's retail sales. Retail sales were unchanged in July. In other words, they were no different in July than they were in June. But they are up over 10% from July of 2021. So that's certainly, yeah, that's good news. But again, it gets back to where and who. I hate to preempt what we're going to talk about later, but, you know, Walmart reported, you know, great sales, and, you know, Target reported bad sales. And because of that, Walmart has made some decisions on its inventory management and e-commerce investments that Target did not do. And these are two giant retailers that are showing like different results in a flat retail sales world. This is story after story of that, John, around the country, where you're seeing some businesses in industry that they're doing okay and some that are not doing so great. And, you know, that's the situation that we're in right now.
Builders, housing is said to have peaked or be on the downside. But I have this quote that you provided me from the National Association of Home Builders. Tighter monetary policy from the Federal Reserve and persistently elevated construction costs have brought on a housing recession. There it is, yeah. From the chief economist, Robert Dietz at NAHB. So housing is one of those sectors where the Alice's cat is right there. We can see him.
Yeah.
Yes, and he's a little tattered. But Gene, housing is not the economy. And we were on a housing tear for years.
Yeah, and housing itself is in a recession right now. This is home building and construction industry. Home sales fell 6% in July. Housing starts decreased in July. Builder confidence, which this is the National Association of Home Builders, John, we've talked about this metric before. It actually was skyrocketing a year ago. I mean, if you were a builder, you were like feeling great. Now it's actually negative. It's not even where it's, you know, growing up a little bit. The confidence has now gone into negative territory. There's no question that the construction of the real estate industry is in a recession. You know, Redfin, Compass, some of the larger real estate firms have already announced layoffs. By the way, they're not the only industry. Look at technology. We have seen tens of thousands of layoffs, tens of thousands among tech firms and startup firms, mostly in Silicon Valley, but in other places around the country. Those guys are also having a hard year. But then again, travel numbers are about 90% right now what they were before pre-COVID. And although we haven't reached pre-pandemic levels in hotel occupancy, there's still a lot of activity in the travels. They're recovering. Retailers themselves, like I said, like Walmart, they've been doing well. And a lot of small retailers, particularly in vacation spots where you can drive to, like where I am on the Jersey Shore, they've been having a pretty good summer, John. Has inflation eaten into some of their, some of their profits? For sure it has, but you and I both know we go to restaurants, we go to shops, people have been raising prices and customers have been paying for it because household wealth remains at historical highs. So there's just a lot of conflicting information, which gets back to your earlier point. It's a recession. This is not 2008. It's a slowdown. Some parts of the economy are being hit a little bit harder than others. But I'm not seeing any of my clients panicking about this. They're just weathering through this slowdown, which I do feel will be turning around. We're just trying to figure out exactly when.
That rascal at the Hill we've talked about before, somebody named Gene Marks, is writing again in order to cheer people up about something that was mysteriously a major piece of legislation, and then it got overwhelmed by the news. The Inflation Reduction Act, also called the Climate and Health Bill. This rascal, Gene Marks in The Hill, says that this will reduce business owners' taxes. I'm eager for good news. How so, Gene?
Well, I write for The Hill and I write for The Guardian, which is a pretty left of center publication, as you know, John. And I also write for The Washington Times, which is a pretty right of center publication. And I take pride in that because this week I wrote in The Hill about why the Inflation Reduction Act can help business owners reduce taxes. And I'll explain why in a minute. But then I also wrote in The Washington Times why the Inflation Reduction Act is going to hurt small businesses in some ways, too. But let's get to the good news first, shall we?
But I mentioned, Gina, I only read The Rascal in The Hill. I don't read The Rascal at The Washington Times.
Well, you'll enjoy the Washington Times one, too. But when we look at reducing taxes, the new bill itself, first of all, extends the pass-through deduction that a lot of small business owners were enjoying. That's for people that have S corporations and partnerships. That was going to expire at 2025. It was a big deduction that was introduced in the 2017 Tax Reform Act. If you're a pass-through or a partnership, you're going to enjoy that 20% reduction on your income all the way through 2027, which is great news. It also expands the research and development tax credit. So now you can take this credit against more payroll taxes that you paid than ever before in the past. And then it includes very generous credits for buying electric vehicles and also for purchasing electric, equipment, energy efficient equipment for your homes, which is, a lot of business owners, their income flows to their personal tax returns. They're going to have more deductions. There are credits for energy efficiency as well because of this. So these are all, not to mention, by the way, if some businesses are in the business of producing, manufacturing energy efficient equipment, solar panels, things like that, they're going to get tax credits too. My advice is, listen, right of center, left of center, meet with your accountants, go through this bill, because there are some investments you want to be making over the next couple of years that you might even have to make anyway, but they will save you significant money on your tax. These are credits that are being offered against the taxes that you owe. Talk to your accountant and plan these things out, because I think there's a lot of benefits for them.
At the Philadelphia Inquirer, that rascal Gene Marks has posted a column about get ready, here comes the IRS. I'm ready, Gene. What am I looking for?
Well, that was the big downside. One of the big downsides of the Inflation Reduction Act is that $80 billion now has been given to fund the IRS. The IRS is planning on hiring tens of thousands of new agents. Many of them might just be replacing people that are retiring, John, but they're also going to be putting a lot of money into modernizing their systems. So what does that mean? It means more audits. Now, Secretary Yellen of the Treasury has insisted that the IRS is not going after anybody that's earning less than $400,000. Number one is fine, but we have a lot of clients that do earn that amount in their businesses, but they sink it back into their business. they're still going to be potentially subject to more tax audits. And even the ones that are earning less than that, there's going to be what the government is wanting to make back on revenue. They're going to have to start digging down into lower income levels. And I think business owners will be impacted by this big increase in funding for the IRS. So get ready, guys.
Yes. The number that the Inflation Reduction Act hopes to raise over a number of years is $200 billion.
Yeah.
And that means enforcement is going to be necessary, Gene.
And it can't all just come from the very rich. When you run the numbers, you see that they're going to have to be moving their way down the income levels in order to get the revenue targets that they want. So button up your books, everybody, and make sure you have a good accountant, because I think the rate of audits are going to be going up the next few years.
Gene Marks, the small business columnist for The Guardian newspaper, UK and US edition, The Philadelphia Inquirer. We've talked about The Washington Times and that fellow at The Hill and other distinguished publications. When we come back, happiness and employment. I'm John Batchelor.
Stay tuned for more of CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.